Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And I want to welcome you to another broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I am enjoying my journey of purpose as a customer service agent for Jesus. And I enjoy being just that, a customer service agent. Have you ever thought about that? Are you a customer service agent for Jesus? And are you enjoying your journey? You know, we can make the journey long and unenjoyable. Oh, but we can make it so enjoyable if we enjoy what we're doing. Praise God. And so we have to come to that, to enjoy what we are doing so that we can love and appreciate the things that God has given us to do and where we are in Him. All right. So today we are talking about what will it take for you to run to Jesus? What will it take for you to run to Jesus? Praise God. So we're going to pray because we don't have a lot of time on today. So we're going to pray and we're going to get into this word and ask this question and see where it takes us. What will it take for you to run to Jesus? Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You're great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give this to you. Forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way. And we thank you for your forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless the saints everywhere. Go in the hospitals, the nursing homes, and touch your people today, God. Go in the homes of your people where abuse is going on, God. Misuse is going on, God. Would you go there? And would you bless God? Send your anointing. For it's your anointing that break yokes, God. Break yokes all over the land on today, God. And we'll give you the glory and the praise on today for it, God. Now, Lord, anoint me for your service on today as I speak a word to encourage your people on today, God. And I thank you for it right now. And you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for it right now to share. For sharing the good news about you. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. And amen, and amen. And I would like for you to Join me Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30 for prayer. And we are praying whatever is needed. If you have a prayer request or you just want to join us and you have a praise report, you can do that with us. You can call into our prayer line, which is 515-606-5329, and the code is 634-812. And you can join us and pray with us Monday through Friday. Praise God. And if you are in need of a motivational encourager to come where you are and share the good news of what the Lord is doing, praise God, you can contact me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Praise God, praise God. And then check out my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out the books that the Lord has given me to write. And then I do a daily devotional on Facebook each day, Monday. Well, it's for every day, praise God, encouraged in the Lord, encouraged in the Lord. So today we are talking about what will it take for you to run to Jesus. You know, sometimes we have to, and I don't know how many people it has taken for, you know, major things to happen for them to come to the Lord. But usually things have happened in our lives that we get to know him. And so today is Recover All Wednesday, and it's based on David's question to God, "Shall I pursue?" And God answered him and said, "Yes, and recover all." What has the enemy stolen, killed, or destroyed in your life that only running to God can restore unto you? Let me encourage you, as I encourage myself, that all things are possible with God. Restoration is possible with God. Healing is possible with God. So run, don't walk, to Jesus. Don't let the enemy tell you that you've done so bad, so long, and it's been so wrong that you can't run to Jesus. Instead of running the other way, away from God, run to him. Praise God. All the enemy wants you to do is run from it. He want you to run from it, and he want to keep you running from God. He don't want you to connect with Jesus. He don't want you to do that. Oh, praise God. But run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Don't walk, but run to Jesus. Praise God. So today we are talking about, talking from Luke 8, 43 and 48 to the 48th verse. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. For 12 long years, she had a situation in her body. 12 years. Now, I don't know if she had ever heard about Jesus before in these 12 years or before it ever started, but it says that for 12 years that she had this issue. Whether she heard about Jesus or not before now, it does not say. Which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. So she spent all her money going back and forth to the doctors, trying to get this situation under control, taken care of. Praise God. All of her living. Praise God. Praise God. That 44th verse says, came behind him who touched me when all denied. Peter and they that was with him said, Master, the multitude threw thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touches me? So the lady, she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus, and she pressed her way through the crowd. Imagine that. She pressed. She pushed her way through the crowd to get to Jesus because she heard. She heard that he was a healer. She heard that he was a deliverer. Praise God. And she wanted to find out for herself. So she wasn't walking. She was running to Jesus. She was pressing her way through the crowd. I can imagine in my mind, get back, move, let me through, let me get to him, let me touch him. And so Jesus said, in the midst of all of these people, who touched me? Jesus knows when we touch him with our cares. When we take it to him, he knows. He knows when we're sincere and the situation touches him. He's a caring, concerned God. He said, cast upon me for I care for you. And Jesus said, who touched me? And all denied, everybody, all that was with them denied that they had touched Jesus. But Jesus actually knew who touched him. And 46, and Jesus said, somebody has touched me. Was it you? Was it you that ran to Jesus and touched him with your concern, with your care, with your problem, whatever it is, that mountain that's in your life that you have not been able to move? Was it you who ran to Jesus? Didn't walk, but ran. Are you running to Jesus? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. But she had to admit, because the blood dried up, and she knew that she had touched Jesus. Woo-hoo! She knew she had touched him. She had to come with her hands up and admit, it is I've touched him. I've touched Jesus. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Immediately. Run to Jesus. Don't walk. Whatever your situation is, God is an immediate healer. And she said unto her daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. I pray, Lord, help us not to wait, but to come right away and get the help we need from you. In Jesus' name, we pray on today. What will it take for you to run to Jesus? Well, something to think about. A tasty morsel of food. Until the next time, praise God, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, your inspirational encourager, saying bye-bye now, and I will see you again right here on the radio. Bye-bye now.